Welcome to the Copenhagen podcast, where we delve into ancient wisdom and Stoic philosophy to guide you through the maze of modern life. Join us as we explore psychology and draw from real life experiences to help you navigate the complexities of today's world with clarity and resilience. Swimming in love, navigating the depths of relationships with Stoic insight. Welcome back to the Copenhagen podcast, where we dive deep into life's currents guided by Stoic philosophy. I'm Patrick Cullen, your companion on this reflective journey. Today we explore the profound metaphor of swimming as a representation of love and relationships. Imagine life as an island surrounded by the vast expanse of water, a metaphor for our experiences, fears, and everything that shapes us. Love beckons us to venture into this ocean, to swim toward the horizon with someone by our side. But what happens when we go under the wave, metaphorically drowning in the depths of love's uncertainties? As Stoic philosophy teaches us, Marcus Aurelius reminds, our actions may be impeded, but there can be no impeding our intentions or dispositions, because we can accommodate and adapt. We may find ourselves washed ashore, back on the safety of the island, nursing the wounds of past heartbreaks. Yet the allure of the water remains, beckoning us to venture out again. Seneca reflects on this, stating, true happiness is to enjoy the present without anxious dependence upon the future. Love, like swimming, requires us to embrace the journey, despite the risks and uncertainties. Epictetus speaks to the resilience required in love, saying, first say to yourself what you would be, and then do what you have to do. Even when faced with the possibility of drowning, we find the strength to float to the surface and make it back to the safety of the shore. But what happens when we choose to linger on the beach, close to the water, but hesitant to dive back in? We hear the laughter of others out on the water, reminding us of what we once had. Yet fear holds us back, keeping us tethered to the safety of the shore. As Stoic philosophy teaches us, the journey of love is not without its challenges, but it is through these challenges that we find growth, resilience, and ultimately fulfillment. So, my dear listeners, as you navigate the waters of love and relationships, remember the wisdom of the Stoics. Embrace the journey, even when the waves threaten to overwhelm you. And remember, true strength lies not in avoiding the water, but in learning to swim despite its depths. Until next time, may you find courage and clarity in the journey of love. Stay Stoic, stay resilient, and stay tuned for more wisdom on the Copenhagen podcast.